We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We welcome in now Saints wide receiver, former LSU Tiger, Jarvis Landry. Jarvis, congratulations on coming home.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm sure you know who Bobby Hebert is and Mike Dettillier as well. My name is Christian. Jarvis, just what led to this? What led to you coming home to the Saints?
I'm just going throughout the process of, like, you know, just my what I wanted out of an organization. You know, I wanted to go into a situation that was ready to win a championship, you know, that had, you know, the culture kind of set already and, you know, gave me an opportunity to play in, you know, meaningful games, you know, and that was all at the top of my list, you know, and the Saints, you know, was a great fit. You know, they hit a lot of those markers for me.
Well, Jarvis, I don't know if you remember me, but I know you remember T-Bob being a teammate of yours. But I told Christian this Friday when I was on the radio with him. As far as the LSU influence with the Saints, it has never been this monumental as with you and the Honey Badger. I look at Tyrann Mathieu and Jarvis Landry. Was what year you were born? Probably 89 or somewhere around there, 90, or when were you born?
Oh, don't date me like that.
No, you're younger than that. When were you born?
92.
Okay, so 92. So the heyday, the LSU influence as far as a duo, late 80s, early 90s, you probably met him, maybe Dalton Hilliard or Eric Martin. And I tell you what, we have never had this kind of LSU impact as we have right now with you and the Honey Badger. You got to be proud of that. Locally, right here, River Parish, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, the Saints, the Who Dat Nation. You got to be ecstatic because I know Dalton Hilliard and Eric Martin took this approach, and I think you and Tyrann Mathieu would take the same approach, that you're not only playing for yourself and your family, but you're truly representing a community. And it does matter whether you win or lose.
Yeah, and I think the type of players that, you know, that Tyrann and myself are, you know, we've always kind of had that with us. You know, we've taken Louisiana and all of these different cities that we played in, you know, and that spirit, you know, the competitive nature that we both possess, you know. And to be able to come home, like you say, like two players like myself and Tyrann, I think it is just as, I guess, impactful as it is to the state and to the city and to the team, I think it is the same for us. You know, it's truly an honor. And like I said, you know, on Saturday when I signed, you know, being able to hit the trifecta of playing in Louisiana in high school, college, and now getting the opportunity to still be at home and stay at home is something that is very special.
Jarvis Landry, Saints wide receiver. Jarvis, are you going to put a good word in for Odell Beckham Jr. with Dennis Allen?
Man, I'm trying my best. First of all, I wish my brother a happy recovery, but I'm trying my best.
One of the things, Jarvis, we just had on Coach Tim, and he was saying, man, of all the guys, all those years at Lutcher, that was no more competitive guy than Jarvis Landry. He's the most competitive guy I've ever been around. He said, man, I was trying to get him to play baseball for me, you know, full time.
And he also said the toughest.
the toughest guy, too. But thinking about how this kind of world sort of kind of all wraps around and what you did earlier in your career the guy who beat you out of those records is on the same team as you and Michael Thomas. He eclipsed your records that you set. So, one, it's great to have you back in Louisiana. You've always given back to the community. You've had your camp every year here for a number of years. But, man, we're proud of what you did in the National Football League, not only as a player but as a person, but to give back to the community. But your thoughts on, you know, setting those records, because, man, Terry Fontenot and I had a little talk days before the draft when you came out. And he was like, man, we had Jarvis in. Man, we were talking to him. Jarvis was trying to get us to pick him. I think we're going to go probably with a speed guy instead. Looking back, they should have picked you instead.
Yeah. You know what? The draft is always tricky, right? You know,
right.
You know, and I think I've heard Tyron say this the best too. You know, you can't measure the heart. You can't measure what's actually in there. And that is something that, you know, guys like myself, guys like Tyron, you know, who aren't really going to test well or test great, you know, still go out there and produce and have the type of careers that, you know, you become a fan favorite, you know. And I think for me, like you were saying, to play alongside of Mike was a guy that, I can remember when me and Odell were rookies, first, second year in the NFL, Mike was reaching out through DMs or through texts or through phone calls. Hey, man, I'm trying to work. Where are you guys at so I can come and work? So it's no surprise to me that Mike has had the success that he's had and that he's been able to break all the receiver records that he has been, because he's put the work in to be able to be the type of player that guys respect and, you know, and that's why he get paid the big bucks.
Now, Jarvis, the one thing that being an ex-quarterback would always be attractive to me, a fellow LSU Tiger, Eric Martin, was that you catch everything that's thrown to you, and then it's a positive play. And the one thing, what I recognize you, and this is NFL history, one of the most consistent receivers since you entered the league in 2014, that I'll look at that, averaging 86 receptions, right at 1,000 yards receiving in his 8 NFL seasons. So when I see that consistency, I know you got to take a lot of pride in that. But look, after missing just one game in the first 7 seasons of his career, just do you feel like you were snake bit or what? Because I'm looking career low of 12 games in 2021 and maybe not having the numbers that you wanted. Was it just a little bit of bad luck, or – where are you at health-wise right now going forward for the 2022 season?
Health-wise, I'm in a better place. You know, I think at the time when, you know, this season I got hurt literally the second play of the game. And then we were kind of struggling as a team, as an offense, during my absence. And, you know, the competitor in me and – trying to get my way back to the field. Probably came back way too early, which, again, you know, it's part of it, you know. And not that I didn't put good things on tape, but it just kind of was like the way the story went that year for our team. But now that the offseason is here, you know, I'm in a better place physically. I can see my production being where it has always been, if not better.
Jarvis, what was the reach out with between you and Jameis? Because, you know, he's now the guy here, okay, at quarterback for this football team. Before you signed, Jameis reached out to you, or you reached out to Jameis, and that conversation?
Yeah, so Jameis has been doing his rehab, obviously, in New Orleans. And when I took my visit, we had an opportunity to speak, you know, and we talked for about, you know, a good 30 minutes to an hour, you know, and just talked about what New Orleans was, some of the differences of other teams that he's played on and how it is here, and the culture and the rep that, you know, Sean Payton, you know, Drew Brees and all the people that he learned from throughout this entire process and what it meant, right? And then that kind of led to, you know, a further conversation over text and over phone call just about, you know, what it would mean to play with each other, you know, to be on the same team and to have an opportunity to do something special for the state of Louisiana. And, you know, it really hit home with me through our conversations. And I was like, man, that's the guy that I want to play for, you know. And he really was one of the people that I told DA, I told Mickey. He was one of the people that really sealed the deal for me through his leadership and, you know, our conversations.
Jarvis Landry, Saints wide receiver, former LSU Tiger here on Sports Talk. Jarvis, while you were coming up through high school and at LSU, and even when you got into the NFL, how much did you watch the Saints from afar, and what did you hear from other players about the organization prior to you even coming to New Orleans?
Yeah, I've always watched the Saints. I've always kept a close eye, you know, and in the history, and obviously I was always on the AFC side of things, so I never really had to, you know, worry about them. So I was always rooting for them, you know, in a sense. But, you know, everything that I've heard has just been about great culture. You know, the culture is set. You know, they got the right type of leaders, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Jameis Winston, you know, the right type of players and coaching. You know, I heard a lot about the coaching staff. I heard a lot about the organization. And that was something that has always been intriguing. And until I got a chance to go into the building and actually talk to Mickey, talk to DA, and I really see for myself, you know, it was something that, you know, has held true.
Now, Jarvis, with that being said, talk about the coaching staff. What about the new wide receiver coach, Cody Burns, coming from Tennessee? We've heard a lot of great things about him. Have you got to meet him? What is your relationship with him?
Yeah, man. So he was there on my visit. He actually was one of the coaches that hosted me as well on my visit. So we had great conversations. I'm actually, when I get off with you guys, I'm connecting with him again. So he was actually there as well when I signed. So I'm looking forward to learning from him and being Coach Harbaugh. So I'm excited.
Now, you know, Jarvis, when you talk about what you did from the get-go, coming out of Lurcher and you're going to LSU, is it just football that all of a sudden you do whatever it takes and that you just want to get on the field? When you're going down, maybe kickoff, punt coverage, whatever, and making the tackle and having an impact in that, well, people will recognize you in that regard. Well, man, look at this cat. Or it might be like at this level right now, a key run block that spring. Maybe it would be Alvin Kamara or Mark Ingram for a big run. I know you take pride in that.
Yeah, I've always played the game. I like to say the right way, you know. And my thing has always been, like, no matter where I'm at on the field, I really just need an opportunity, and I know I'll make an impact, you know. And that's what kind of led from obviously being, what, number one or two, besides me and Odell being one and two in the state at receiver, and then going to LSU and not getting hurt and not really seeing the field much on offense. Special teams was the next thing. How can I make an impact on special team? And I think I was able to do that. But I also think if they were to put me at DB, being that I never played DB in my life, you know, I'd have made an impact on defense too, you know. And that's just the type of competitive spirit that I have. That's the type of mindset that I bring. That's who I am. And, you know, I think that has been a part of, you know, my legacy or my journey as a football player, as an athlete in general.
Jarvis, you didn't play DB, but I saw you play linebacker at Lutcher. Man, you was bad to the bone in linebacker.
At 180, I was 160-something, playing middle linebacker.
Jarvis Landry, Saints wide receiver, congratulations once again. And I know you know, I don't have to prompt you on the meaning of who dat, but give us a who dat before you run.
Who dat?
Who dat?
There you go, right, Jarvis.
Thank you, Jarvis.
Appreciate the time. Good luck.
Rivers in the river, Paris. I'll
see you soon.
All right, Jarvis Landry. Saints wide receiver coming home to the black and gold. Mike DeTillier, that's a wrap for your portion of the show. We will talk to you tomorrow. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Jake Madison of Locked On Pelicans podcast and, of course, the draft lottery tonight for the Pels. And they're looking to get a top 10 pick with the Lakers trade and selection. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio. Give us a call on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. LSU baseball coming up at 6:30 tonight. We'll join it at first pitch, Northwestern State visiting the box. This is Sports Talk once again here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.